Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Sunday morning, September 21st, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of government and politics news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Maryland's federal job losses climbed to 15,100, the most in the nation. Maryland lost another 2,500 federal jobs in August, bringing the total number of federal jobs lost in the state to 15,100 since January. This makes Maryland the state with the most federal job losses in the nation. The state's economy heavily relies on the federal workforce, with 269,000 residents employed by the federal government in 2023. Many former workers are struggling to find new jobs due to their overqualification for other positions. The federal job losses are expected to continue, with workforce-wide declines anticipated at the end of September. Lawmakers have created emergency programs for laid-off federal workers, but resources are at risk of being cut. The job cuts have contributed to an overall loss of 3,200 jobs in Maryland, increasing the state's unemployment rate to 3.6% in August.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24/7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.